Okay, so welcome back, everybody, or welcome if this is the first time you're joining us. It's hard to believe that it's been 6 months since we began our last series where we learned Hilchos Pesach, and I'm going to actually quickly start there because the title of our series here is Shoshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, of Shol and the Dorshim, Shoshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, to learn the Halachos 30 days before Chag. So that's the Machokas of the Poskim, whether or not that actually only applies to Hilchos Pesach, or what we're doing here tonight is at a Kiyum of that mitzvah as well. Obviously, it's always good to learn the Halachos, but so in the first Halach in Hilchos Pesach, it's in Tav Chav Tes, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Shol and the Hilchos Pesach, Kodom the Pesach, Shloshim Yom. So if you take a look over there, the Mishneh Berurah has a whole conversation and Machlokas discussion as to whether or not this applies to Dafka to Pesach, which has so many, you know, details of halachos of Hechsher Kelim and how to bake matzahs and all the halachos of Pesach. So perhaps it only applies this particular halacha to Hilchos Pesach, but he quotes many poskim who say, no, it applies to all of Yom Tovim. Some say maybe Shavuos, it's much shorter, so maybe just some of the shorter Sivim is enough, but I think it's pretty safe to assume that what we're going to try to accomplish here over the next month or so, maybe a little bit longer, is definitely a fulfillment of this myth of Sholem B'Hilchos Yantif. And in this case, we really have a challenge of, you know, preparing for three Yom Tovim plus all at once, right? We have obviously Elul, which we'll start with. We have Rosh Hashanah, Asar Yimei Teshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. So there's a lot to cover. So certainly it's worthwhile to spend these days learning these halachos. So the goal will be, again, we're going to be following from the Sefer Shoshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, which I would suggest that you go out and pick up. It's good buy anyway, and if you want to follow along, I think it's best to have your own copy. So one thing I will say is we're going to try to do as much as we can to stick to a 20-minute time limit to the share. If you remember from the last time, each of the days here, obviously it's easy, we're starting in the beginning of this volume. It's a different volume from the Pesach Sefer. So each day is outlined, so it gives us a segment to learn of each day, starting with really tomorrow. We're getting a head start. but the truth is, again, we're going to not necessarily keep up, number one, because we're only learning 5 days a week. We're not learning the all seven. Plus, again, we may or may not be able to manage getting through the whole day in that 20-minute time limit. So I'm going to really try as best as I can to stick to that time limit of 20 minutes. And, of course, the last disclaimer is that this is now, as we are now in the beginning of Chodesh, I guess you could say Chodesh Elul. I guess we're really the last day of Av, but for Chodesh Elul, it's close enough. And obviously, this is just one part of our avoda. But I guess this is really the practical piece of the avoda. But we obviously have the, I guess, spiritual side of the avoda of the Inyanei Tshuva. So, unfortunately, you know, that's not going to be the main theme of what we're going to cover. Happens to be, I'm going to be trying to, in the next, maybe tonight or tomorrow, send out an email as well with some, you know, write-ups of some essays regarding Inyanei Tshuva. And perhaps, depending on the time, I might literally spend a minute at the end of the shir just to point out one point from the Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah in his Haftama to his Sefer of Shari Tshuva. But really, that's going to be, if we get to that, even it will be a very quick mention. So obviously, we all have to find our own way of that avoda of dealing with the Inyanei Tshuva. Of course, the halachos that we learn, a lot of those Inyanim will come up. But again, we're going to be focused on the halachos. And I guess you could say as well the minhagim of this time period. So with that started, you know, with that said, we will really start right up at the beginning. I also just want to give a welcome, even though they haven't listened yet. Apparently, this year may be featured on YU Torah. So for anyone who's listening from YU Torah, this year will be posted. Generally speaking, you know, within a few minutes every night after the year. So in case anybody misses it. You know, you can always go take a look on why you're told to get. Okay, so we're on page Gimel, the beginning of the Sefer, Halachos of Rosh Hashanah. Start off with the topic of Chodesh Elul. So Rosh Chodesh Elul al Achar Yom HaKippurim have a Eis Ratzon. So we know that this 40-day period, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, is a special time it's a special time to call out to Hashem, Ubizman Zahatshuva Mikobelas Biyoser. Right? And this is a time period where the tshuva is, it's an interesting language, it's accepted more. What that means really is that of course a person can do tshuva any time of the year, any day of the year, any moment of the year, but there's a certain atmosphere, which we're going to see why momentarily, that makes the tshuva even that much more worthwhile, or that much more heard by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore that much more effective, perhaps. So much so that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is basically, you know, as we'll see, you know, out there begging us to come to do tshuva during this time period. So, Amu Asmakta Lazeh, we have a hint at this, and the Pasuk we all know, Ani Ledodi Vedod Yuvi, I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me, Shalosh Yitevo Savi Elo, right, the first letter of each of those four, four words is Elo. The Sofei Tevos Olam Arba, I mean, if you count up the Yuds, the four Yuds at the end of each of the four words, equals 40, which is a Remez Arba and Yom Rosh Chodesh Elo, Yom Kippur, which is a hint to the 40 days that goes from Rosh Chodesh Elo until Yom Kippur. The Eitz HaZos, HaTshuva Mekubelas, HaYos Libo Karavo Dodo, HaTshuva, HaAz Dodo Karavelo Baka B'Tshuva Me'am. So the same idea that during this time, the tshuva is very more accepted in the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's important to think about this right now. So we know our first minhag is that we have the minhag to blow the shofar from Rosh Chodesh Elul and forward, ki ha-shofar misogu tshuva, because the shofar, based on a remez in the pasuk, is a inyan of tshuva, or it's a piece to arouse ourselves to do tshuva, ki nechsiv in itakash shofar be'ir, ba'am lo yechaladim. So which day, right, this is a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah here, he just quotes the halacha, which is the min of the olam. I'm pretty sure everybody practices it this way. Matchilu mitko b'yom sheni shalosh chodesh, hu yom rishon b'chodesh. Right, so whatever we know, whenever we have a two-day Rosh Chodesh, so the first day, technically speaking, is still the last day of the previous month, so tomorrow is still not officially Elul, so therefore the minhag is that we start blowing shofar on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Token b'chol boker achat tefillah shachris, and we know we blow the shofar after shachris every month. No again, Omar is a mizmor l'David Hashem ori v'yisi. We know we also have this minhag to say l'David Rosh Chodesh Elul ad shmini atzeres. The Ad Bacha, we say it all the way up until Shmini Atzeres. But the Eretz Yisrael, Yishnog and the Hafsek Achor Hashanah Rabbah. Okay, so in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps, because again, they're the difference. They only have Shmini Atzeres and Chastorah is one. So some have the custom to end after Hashanah Rabbah. I'm not sure if there's a one prevalent minhag there in Eretz Yisrael or not, but those are two minhag. What's the reason we say this? Tama minhag, the use of the Medrash, the Ori is in Rosh Hashanah, because the Medrash explains this pasuk that Ori from the light is referring to Rosh Hashanah, the Yishi, the salvation, Zehu B'Yom Kippur, Acha Kach, and later on it says, Ki it's Penimi B'Sukkah, right, which is a remez to Sukkot. So therefore, because of these remez and these hints and the these pasuk to these various Yom Nevaim, so we say this during this time period. Onimos of Beis Tam B'Chol Yom, so we say it twice a day, Acha Shachas Acha Mincha V'Yishomos Acha Shachas Acha Adas. So we know that everyone says it after Shachris, and then there's a different minhagim. For the most part today, I believe it's basically the minhag of Ashkenaz, of those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz that they said after Marav, and those who say who daven in Nusach Svarad have it after Mincha. So one should just follow whatever his or her proper minhag is. All minhagim of Kaddish Yosem, and then there's a Kaddish after. Okay, Slichos. So the truth is, anyone out there listening who belongs to Bnei Sfarad, anyone has Sfaradic tradition, so we know that they begin already Rosh Chodesh to say Slichos, but Bnei Ashkenaz, and again, here I'm not talking about Nusach, I'm talking about actual Sfaradim as opposed to Ashkenazim, not a Nusach issue. So our minhag is that we say Slichos in the morning during the days before Rosh Hashanah. Which days? You have to say a minimum of 4 days of slichos. That's the halak. Why? Why four? Hatamishin de Parshas Pinchos b'chol kabanos hamoadim k'siv hikravt hambole. Because in Parshas Pinchos, we just read a couple of weeks ago, a little while back, where it talks about all the different kabanos of the Yom Tovim. The pasuk says v'hikravt hambole, and you should bring a korban ole. Chutz mi Rosh Hashanah. Except by Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk doesn't say v'hikravtem d'chsiv v'asisim. It says, and you should make an ola. What is it? Teach me the language Rosh Hashanah Yasa Adam Atzmo Ki Ilu Hu Makir Nes Atzmo B'Karba. I believe what this means is that the idea of, and you should make it an Ola, so it's kind of a remnant to teach us that on Rosh Hashanah you should make yourself as if you're being Makir of yourself as a Korban in front of Hashem. And therefore what? Lachim Tzarech Dalet Yamin B'Vakir Mo Mechatasol B'Lashud Malayim. So we need at least 4 days to examine ourselves from our veros, to prepare ourselves to do tshuva. Kenosha mevakim karbanos dalad yomim, just like playing the base on mikvahs, before they would inspect the karbanos, make sure that they were proper, didn't have any mumim, any blemishes, and so on. And therefore, since it's as if we're bringing ourselves as a korban, based on this pasuk of our craft and ba'asisim, so the 4 days, kenegad those 4 days of preparation for a korban, we have to have a minimum of 4 days of slichus. Again, we'll see in a minute. Very often we could have more, but it's a minimum of 4. Now, tchil and tamim yom rishon b'shavua, but we always start on Sunday, Saturday night being Sunday, kedei shiyu yom yisiyu maschal, because it has to be one particular day that we always start, so everyone knows that we always start on this particular day. So we always start on the Sunday. And how do you know which Sunday to start on? L'chein. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday or on a Shabbos, so matchilin slichos miyom rishon shall also shavua. So then that very one right before the Motzei Shabbos Sunday, right before that, is when we would start to say slichos. Then Rosh Hashanah chal biyom beis or kimmel. But if it starts on a Monday or a Tuesday, so then matchilin miyom echad shal shavua shal afana. So then you would start slichos from the Sunday or Motzei Shabbos from before that. So it's easy to tell. It has to have a minimum of 4 days. So if it falls out on Thursday or Shabbos, you start that week. If it's on Tuesday or Wednesday, Monday or Tuesday, then you start from the week before. Okay. When do you say slichos? This is an important idea. On the Mashmos Abulkalong or slichos, you have to get up in the very early morning to say slichos, mishum divisocha laila kodesh baruch hu sheipa olam hazeh v'hu eis ratzim. So this apparently is a very special time when a kodesh baruch hu is there listening to our tzvilos. Yish nahagam lo mas slichos b'layla, and therefore there are those who have the custom to say it at night. But the prat, and specifically the yom mishum, so slichos for sure, the first night of slichos, to get up early in the morning or to stay up. Ulam in the umar kodem chatzos alayla shum slichos v'lo yigim onidos v'shum tanim v'olam chutz mi v'yom ha-kipur. However, you should not say slichos before chatzos. Right, so again, whatever time chatzos is, usually it's around at 12:45, 12:50 in that range. Again, this year it may be slightly different. By the time we hit Rosh Hashanah, I haven't looked it up yet just because of the time difference. But you should not say slichos before chatzos. And certainly not the Yudgim and Midos at all. Shouldn't be said before Slichos. I'm sorry, before Chatzos. Chutz mi v'yom ha-kippur. And Kippur is a different day, so you could say it like we do. We say the Yudgim and Midos. We see Slichos as part of Ma'ariv. Or throughout the day, we really have Slichos. So that's the exception. What happens to be, he takes it as a different Pashat. So this is a conversation. You know, some of our shuls today do have minyanim for slichos, and I'm not talking about necessarily in Motzei Shabbos, although that may be too, but throughout the week of slichos, they have, you know, an earlier time, I don't know, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever it might be. So that's really a big shiloh, whether or not that's the proper time to say it. Again, you have to make a cheshbon if it means that, you know, it's too hard to get up early in the morning to say both slichos and to daven. Maybe it's an issue of getting up early, but it's an issue of can you have kavana properly for slichos, you know, and then properly for davening. So there are different cheshbonos. Everyone should ask, you know, his or her rav what to do about that. But clearly, the sefer is assuming that that's not the proper custom, and that if faced with the choice, it would be better to say slichos in the morning, as we do have the, you know, the custom. I mean, of the olam is outside of that first night to really make sure to say slichos in the morning and not, you know, at the regular evening times. But again, everyone should ask his or her rav what the proper thing to do is. Yachid yachol lo master. Plus, an individual, let's say you're not going to shul, you don't dabble with the minyan. This could be very pertinent for women if they do not have the trust to go to shul every morning. So a yachid is allowed to say slichos. Ulam ba'osim slichos nishka v'hen yedgimu midos, sach v'dal mibosim tables. But if you're saying it by yourself, again, so it's a woman or a man, doesn't matter who's davening be this, if that's the case, so you can say slichus, but you have to skip. You're not allowed to say the yud gimel midos of Hashem. The chayin also in habakasher shehim b'loshim targum. And anything that's written in Aramaic, he gives you one example, to go machzi. Machzi, there's a, you know, a whole bunch of parts towards the end, which are written in Aramaic. Lo yomim kishayin shamasara, so that you shouldn't say without a minion. Why? Interesting idea. Again, I'll just point out that, you know, kind of throw out there before we get started, a whole bunch of things that we're going to talk about here, well, when we hit Rosh Hashanah and talk about the different simanim. So there's definitely things here that are al pisod, that are, I don't want to say Kabbalistic necessarily in nature, but just parts of Torah that are a little more secret and begol and the nistar. So I'm not sure we're always going to perfectly understand it. I'm going to tell you what the words say, but the reason why one should not say these Aramaic things and the Yidim Omidos when they're davening Yechidus, the Einam Alachim Makirin Loshan Aramis, because the angels don't understand Aramaic, in Lohan Malachim HaMesuah Metzibur, except the angels that are, you know, that are attached to the Tzibur, they understand Aramaic. So when you're with a minion, you can say that. But when you're not with a minion, you shouldn't. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but that is the halacha, that when you're davening b'yachidus, you do not say the Aramaic part. I'll come back to that one moment specifically to women, because I just want to point one important thing out. The name in the base is b'yachashay. Let's pause here for 1 second. So what happens to be for women, I know many years ago in SKA we started this practice that we do say sleepless every morning. And what we did there was, and I think is the proper custom for women, again, if you're going to a minion, terrific. So you daven with the minion and you say the full slichus. But if you're not davening with the minion, so then I think it would be proper to say the main pismonim of the slichus. And at the end, go to the, you know, to get into the practice and to the mode of the achit, but not really achit, but the of the vidui of Hashanu Bagadnu, to really try to put yourself in the proper, you know, mood. I think it would be a loss for a person not to have the ability, you know, to say sleepless. As an aside, I often say to people that, you know, unfortunately, some people look at sleepless as a burden. But the truth is, if you take a little time just to listen to it, think about it, even if you say just one of the paragraphs, and really take it to heart, it really does put us into the mood of tshuva that we're supposed to, in Yanei Rosh Hashanah, supposed to do. Okay, so in Eim Minyan, the Eitha Mirz Ashrei, what happens if you're in shul, and there is no minyan yet when you get to Ashrei, so Yomar Ashrei Vastifa, so you could start without the minyan, but Kishri Yitzkavi, the minyan Yomar Yomotsuk, and the Kaddish Be'em Tastifa. So then if the minyan happens to, you know, come together as you're in the middle, so in the middle you could say if you psukim, and say Kaddish, the Kaddish that was in the beginning that you couldn't say because you didn't have a minion, it's okay to do that in the middle of Slichos and then just to continue where you are. Okay. In high minion, it's good. So there's Slichos with associates and associates. So this could happen, I guess, if you have a minion where people have to leave. So if there was a minion in the beginning and then for some reason people had to leave and now you lost your minion, so it's a Shaila, can you still say at the end, the Kaddish, Yeshlom Edimikul Makum Yechul Gomer Kaddish Achas Bifo. Some say you could still say it because it goes Bashal HaSchala. There is some, you know, other halachos that relate to this in the halachos of Kaddish when it comes to davening. You know, which Kaddish can you say, for example, if you had a minion when you started saying Shmon Esrei and Chazer HaShashat, and for some reason you lost the minion, you could still say the Shmon Esrei. Afterwards, again, there's in Hilchos Tefillah a whole set of halachos there, but the idea that it goes basar, the haschal of the beginning, is definitely, you know, has its roots in halacha. So again, hopefully we won't have that situation where we lose the minion, but just in case. Again, this is just following your master, but he tells us in the beginning of each of the slichos, you start with the words Lakino Lakilasenu, with the exception of Chutz Mislicha, Hamaschelas Be'echa Mishmusa Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, except for any of the slichos that start with any of the names of Hashem. So there, you don't need to say it already, Lakino Lakilasenu. You have any Hashem. Then, Kol Slichos Slicha, Yigimu Midos. In between each of the slichos, we say the Yigimu Midos of Hashem. So because we're saying Yigimu Midos, the Shliach Tivu and the Chazan have to wear talus. Why? Because the Yisrael, the Gemara says, it's not if a Kaddish Baruch Hu Keshat, the Shliach Tivu, the Hira, the Moshe, the Tivu, the Gemara, the famous measures that Hashem basically got dressed up like the Shliach Tzibur in front of Moshe, put on a talis, and showed him the Seder of the Yudgim Lomidos, and that's when he taught him the Seder of the Yudgim Lomidos. So because Hashem, the Medrash says that Hashem got dressed up with talis, so too we, Tzor HaShachlus HaTev V'talis, so when we're saying Shlichos and saying Yudgim Lomidos, we have to have the Chazan get up and wear a talis. Even though it's early in the morning, again, in some places, again, and I don't know how prevalent that is now, but in I'm sure we do find places where it used to be very prevalent, they would get up not like 1 o'clock in the morning like we do, they would get up, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning that time of year, to say it before Alos HaShachar, when it would be totally dark, it's not the time to be wearing a talus, so even then they would put on a talus. However, we have an issue of a suffix, right? Whether or not but that's a suffix. So therefore, what do you do? So we don't want to have a suffix in brachos. So you shouldn't take any talus that's going to be mechuyav in a bracha, and then you won't have a problem with the suffix brachos. So if you take your own talus, so that's your talus, you'd have to make a bracha. So we don't want you to be put into the suffix because maybe it's not the time for talus making a bracha. So don't use your own talus. Or if you live in a, this is a different topic, but some have the custom that when the chazan puts on the shul's talis, he makes a bracha. So if you live in that place, then you shouldn't use that kind of talis either, because then you'll be put into the suffix bracha. Right? Some people don't have this problem, because in many communities, you don't make a bracha when you put on the shul's talis. But if it's a place that you do make the bracha, don't use that. So what talis should you use? That the vada, you don't have to make a bracha. So rather take one of your friend's talis and don't have das to become it. So it shouldn't become yours, because again, if it becomes yours, then you need to make a bracha. And the whole goal here is to avoid the suffix bracha. And therefore, you found the case by taking your friend's talis, but you definitely don't have to make a bracha. So therefore, that's what the chazan should do. So we know at the end of the Yudgim Lomidos, we call out B'Shem Hashem. We know that we say the Vidoy of Hashem the Baganus three times in the morning. Okay, very quickly, let's try to catch up here. Shliach Tzibur, Kol Ben Yisrael, Kasher Liyos Shliach Tzibur, any Jew is pressured to be a Shliach Tzibur, to be a Chazan, the Dovad, who Merutza Bakal, as long as he's, wanted by the community and then for some reason not wanted. But rather, but during the Yomim Naran and for Shlichus, it's proper to go after Shliach Tzibur, who's more fit, who's a Gadol Torah and Gadol Tovim, the best that you could find. Therefore, we have the custom that the very big founders, supporters, or the leaders of the Tzibur should leave the davening, that they know the pain of their community members, and therefore they'll be able to daven, with more heart, because they know the people that they're davening for. Really, she has shots about tshuva gomer, and the shliach tzibur should also be about tshuva completely, that this is a big achrayas to do. And if the person is going to daven, so learn all the proper tefillos, all the kavanos of the tefillos, and you have to learn zohar to do. Okay. Proper for the shliach tzibur to be 30. Sha'ar ben Levi roi l'avoda, because that's when Levi was wanted to be take part in the avoda. But tefillah have it connected avoda, and davening is connected to avoda and the bais hamikdash. It's also better that he should be married. And he should make sure to keep himself from any other. So there's two characteristics that normally we don't care about, but during these days it's appropriate and preferable that the Shliach Tzibur for Shlichus and for Yom Niram should be married and should be third. Two people, two choices. You have a single under 30 or one or the other of a guy. And then you have another guy who is married. I'm sorry, you have one guy who is the Ben Torah, but he's not 30, he's not married, or not either one of them. Right? I mean, he's 30, but he's not married, or he's married and he's not 30. But you have a Ben Torah. Or you have a second guy who's a simple person who is married and is 30, so he's got both of the qualities, HaBen Torah Kodem. So then still the Ben Torah is going to override. So these two characteristics is a chatchila above and beyond. So we still want to find the person who is most appropriate. Right? So again, we don't want to get involved in any machlokas at all. So let's keep in mind the focus, even though there are details of who to go after the daven, we don't want to create any machlokas. Now, Gushim Shifkos, Tal Beyim Leram. So there's a custom with those that the person who is going to daven Beyim Leram, Afiu Pam Achas, Shulvei knows the Mitzvah Mitzvah Acher. So once a person is given that job to be the chazan for davening Beyim Leram, we don't take it away from him. In Guchul, if he's sick, the Yadak Allah Midacher. So then we have to find someone else. But when he gets healthier, hopefully, so there's some mitzvah elevation, then he goes back there. Okay, finally, then there's the custom that the who daven slichos also should daven shachas and mincha that day. The kevin she hits from the mitzvah, since he started on the morning, where she started the mitzvah, let him finish. He started davening in the morning, let him continue. Yeshom shum is talk down agar shalaf. Some say he should even daven out the night before. But it's not the matter of that's not connected to it. Yeshomim dehu kodem achla avu mo'ov v'yotah. For those who say that this is such a big inyan, that the person who's going to daven slichos should daven shachas and mincha after, and perhaps according to some matter before, that he even overrides someone who's an avu or a mo'ov or a yotah, someone who's a yotah. Ulam yeshchukim, others disagree, the svila being the yotah, yishol is power of mo'ov v'chana. Some say it's a yurtzeit, especially if he's fasting. Some have a custom to fast on the yurtzeit, so he should override that. Right, so he says, okay, so if it's not yurtzeit, guy is not going to be davening because we're going to give it to the person who did slichos, then at least you can give him the ashrei l'metzeach part, give the avol the ending of the davening to daven, so he has that. Okay, anyway, every shul has their own customs, how they go about this. In many shuls, they are makbid to keep the person who does the slichos during this time period does daven for shachris. I'm not sure if they're makbid about mincha or not, because everyone's kind of davening in many different places. The same person may not be davening mincha there that day, but at least the shachris he does keep it. And in other shuls, I've seen that they don't do this; that they just give it to the regular chiyuvim, to the regular available or someone who has a yurtzeit. Okay, so that ends with the first date. We've gone overboard even with my little introduction, so we are unfortunately not going to go to the quick Indian of Tshuva for the night. Let me see the first one. Quick one. I'll just throw out 1.2 minus 30 seconds, and the Hakdamos of Rebbe Tshuva. The first point that the Rebbe makes is that Tshuva is a chesed me'Hashem. The whole concept of Tshuva, to be able to do Tshuva, if you think about it, is really very, it doesn't make any sense. But really, if you think about it, we know that if you didn't have Avera, you should be punished. Right? If you committed a lahavdil, you committed a crime in the United States or in whatever country you live, and there's a law with a punishment. So if the assumption is that you did the punishment, you did the Avera, you did the crime, you get punished. If you walk before the court, even though you killed someone, let's say, right, and you just come before the court and apologize, and even if you, let's say, you mean it for real and you have real harata, that doesn't mean you're going to get out of the punishment. So the idea is that there are averos in the Torah and there are punishments in the Torah. So we immediately should get the avera. So the concept that it's even possible to do tshuva, forget about how to do it properly, but the even ability to do tshuva, we have to recognize is literally a gift from the Rabboni Shel Olam that we all have to internalize. And with that, we will call it night, and I look forward to continuing tomorrow.